Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castle and Crusade's actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, both original and the new recipe. We all use he/him pronouns, and I can't remember exactly what Vons is doing right now. We'll see in a second.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is glad to be able to pass off some useful information to someone she thinks is in charge.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy's got everything under control.
Everything.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold driver. We all use he, him pronouns, and Grix is rotting in jail.
Fair.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It helps us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Grix was arrested, confronted by Agent Ironfur, and spent some time in jail. Apparently, the way that Grix damaged the boat meant that the Arcs can't figure out how the boat used Ruladrin, so the Ruladrin stores can't currently be used to help the Arcs' magical problems. That was the crux of the extremely intense anger that Agent Ironfur felt toward Grix. Back at the Fermenting Fox, Wealthy filled in Aramith on everything that was happening. Aramith filled in Wealthy on a few things as well. Grix was noticed to be missing, but no one actually went to go find him that night. When Jesse woke up in the morning, she went to go find everyone. That led to everybody finding out that Grix was in jail. And we also decided, because Purity Pearl came to talk to us at the jail, that we would all have a little mutual fill-in discussion next time, which is this time. Yay! So we'll be telling each other useful things.
Yes, if you are a new listener, this is probably the last info dump episode. Apologies for the density.
I mean, in our defense, there's like 180 episodes.
In our offense, we probably could have gotten to this sooner.
You were busy.
But if we had...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean to us.
If we had cool Vons wouldn't be around.
Oh, I know. Gosh, you guys, it's been such a whirlwind.
Sorry, I re-listened to that episode really recently, and I said something along the lines of, I'm going to let you roll this before I have a chance to regret it. talking about Grix retuning the gates.
Oh, yeah.
To rescue you guys, so you were not saved by being off camera. You were saved instead by player action, which is the cooler thing. But all right, so let's see. We have Wealthy, Jesse, Cool Vons, and Steamboat Willie, at least with Purity. I can't remember if Original Recipe Vons, as he has been called, responded to the old summons.
Which all summons?
To meet at the jail, because Grix...
Oh, at the jail. No, he definitely... well, if he got the summons, he definitely responded. Yeah, he wanted to show up for
okay.
that.
I thought you were, but...
His boy's in the clink. He wants to high-five that dude.
Feeling your high-five may not have been returned. But okay, so all of you are there with Purity, and you were like, hey, can you catch us up on what was going on in the Arcs? And that's kind of right where we cut, so Purity goes, sure. And Purity looks extremely tired, which Wealthy so eloquently noted last time as, hey, you look like shit.
So, get a few drinks in her, and boy, Wealthy just...
This was the next day.
She's not drunk anymore.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Who says she stopped drinking?
I mean, fair enough. But all right. So Purity goes, yeah, I can catch you up. I need coffee. Let's go get coffee while we do this. Also, because just standing here right outside the entrance to the jail area is not the best place to have a long conversation where I catch you guys up on everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All the chairs here suck. Okay. So you all head on down to Autancore.
Mm-hmm.
The Arx's premier coffee shop that also sells tea if you are not willing to spend a significant portion of your income, or, you know, are someone with tons of money and who doesn't care that coffee is extremely expensive. And you head on in. And so Autancore is a cozy little place. As you know, booths and tables, and the booths have curtains hung between them, like along the back of each, you know, bench, so that you get a little bit of privacy. It's always very quiet in here.
I believe they've got some pastries as well.
They do.
Such as they have not at bakeries.
Well, as pastry gets on the floating rock that is the Arx.
It's like flatbreads, biscuits, other things that are made with minimal, can be made with minimal supplies, especially minimal sugar, because you don't have very much of that at all.
Uh-huh.
Nor a lot of honey.
Uh-uh. As we've established.
Yeah. So you guys head up to the counter. You all start ordering stuff. Purity says that she's got it. And then she asks Molly if they can use the, if you guys can use, since you're such a big group, use the group area in the back. And Molly says, okay. You all grab your stuff. You do that awkward thing where you're like balancing a coffee cup and a pastry. And if you're like me, waiting for the moment that your attention drifts for but a second and your hand rotates slightly and congratulations, there's now coffee on your clothing. Not a lot, but enough.
No.
It's usually not too bad, but
the Ian experience.
Yeah. Very full cups and bowls in me are experience. It's usually fine, but I feel like I must have a harder time with a lot of people. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Ian, I think we all get that. Don't worry.
So you all head towards the back and duck into a back room that there is a table in here. Looks like it seats about 8 people. There's a couple cabinets on the wall. It looks like this may have been a storeroom that was converted. And you guys all start sitting down after the door gets closed behind you. And Purity goes, no, no. And opens one of the cabinets, presses in the corners in a couple of different ways. And a door opens into a different room.
Oh,
she then ushers all of you in.
Fancy.
Yeah.
It is a tight squeeze in here.
It's okay. Many of us are little.
Looks like this room is normally occupied by fewer people. So it's a...
God, we must be the shortest crew ever now that I think about it.
Yeah, your average height's pretty low. But so, you know, Purity closes the cabinet and then the door into here behind you. The room itself is pretty bare. It's a couple of chairs and a couple of benches that are not completely covered in papers and stuff, but there's a lot of them, and Purity awkwardly moves them to the floor because no matter where she is, she can't get a file cabinet, apparently.
No!
She actually did get a file cabinet in her office at the Arx Intelligence Department, but there's not one here. The room smells of coffee, has a couple of abandoned coffee cups, cigarette smoke, and old paper, mostly. And there is a shallow cabinet of all that Purity opens up, and there's basically this giant chalkboard thing that unfolds and then clicks together in the center. And there's a small table that she puts her notebook out on. She sets a pen on top of it, presses a small gem in it, and it stands up on its own. And appears to be ready to write.
Cool.
Jesse immediately sits down and says, anybody who wants to can like use my my head as like a little place to rest your cup. It's fine. I'm happy to be a table.
All right.
Okay. You said there's not much furniture. Jesse's happy to sit on the floor.
No, this is a room that's very obviously.
We all have too many things in our hands.
Yeah.
Jesse's offering to be a table.
So he'll figure it out. The room is pretty clean, you know, except for the clutter. So, you know, you can put stuff on the floor next to you, things like that. You figure it out.
Sure.
We're not going to run coffee cup spill simulator.
This isn't a puzzle.
Five.
This isn't the quest.
It just a stagger meter appears for all of us.
Don't get hit. So Fury goes, okay, so a lot's been going on since you left. Welcome back, by the way. I hope the surface was not
terrible. Well, we have
terrible.
More people, so I think whatever you think happened, it did.
I was going to propose something ridiculous, but this doesn't seem like the time. So, a couple of things. Let's go over all the basics first. Just your old arcs-wide events. There's a long timeline along the bottom of the chalkboard, and then with a bunch of very small, neatly written notes at various points. And then the rest of it is occupied by the chalkboard version of the investigation murder board strings and notes and tacked up pictures, except mostly in chalk, not entirely. You know, it's hard to find cork around here.
Yeah, this is a very specialized tree.
But okay, so all of you were here for the whole, we found the ship, Aristique's trial, which was, I know you were all kind of in it, so I don't need to tell you this too much, but real scandal. Lots of rumors, too, about who could be involved. Unfortunately, they did a pretty good job of not being completely obvious about it, and they got some of Craig's testimony to have some doubt cast on it, but in terms of why wouldn't he just accuse all these people he doesn't like necessarily? But, you know, we got her in jail, so that was good. Of course, news of the ship got out because of the trial, so there are lots of rumors about that. That was neat. Definitely wasn't a pain. So then you guys left, which caused some problems. We can get into that later. People kept getting caught trying to sneak onto the ship. As we kept trying to investigate it, we spent those first 2 weeks mostly tearing it apart for anything Aristique related. And also, did you know that old elves that keep paper have a lot of paper? Frymuth was very cooperative in letting us search the house. And then we had thousands and thousands of pages of paper.
Oh my God.
I think that woman kept every note she ever received.
Wow.
That's a lot of notes.
Can it be repurposed?
Oh, for sure. I mean, not yet, but once it gets sold or donated or given up, then yeah. Right now it's sitting in many, many boxes in our evidence storage area.
Oh, we got another Frymuth too. I hope that's not a problem.
Well, ours doesn't know this language, I don't think.
Did you actually tell her that I guess there were two Vonses, but she may just have been like, this is weird, but we're not going to talk about it.
Well, and then this is Grix, but not Grix.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I presume. We must have.
I mean, there's a Grix that's in custody, and then there's a Grix that's standing free with us.
Right.
You'll say, that reminds
who has
me.
Who has I believe we established in the Solstice episode the fantasy version of a British accent.
Did we?
That was the, that was about Kulvon specifically, but we determined that you guys have exotic accents because you're not from here. And therefore you have at least for Kulvons to green, apparently have the fantasy version of a sexy French or British accent to an American.
Right.
That reminds me.
I mean, you don't have to do an accent.
No. Yeah.
It was established that whatever it was, that was the difference.
Yeah. But it's kind of like how an American accent sounds sexy to no one, but it's still somewhat exotic somehow under the right circumstances.
Some people do think that an American accent is sexy. I don't know who those people are, but they do.
You found one of the rare parallel universes where it's more consistently considered. So
you find one and let me know. That's something that
get at us,
try.
Listeners. Letters at primaryattribute.com. Are you from a different country and find American accent sexy?
Are you enchanted by this American accent we're speaking with right now? Is this fun for you? Is that why you're listening?
Huh. We won't complain. We're just curious.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. We should do a mailbag episode soon.
We should.
Uh-huh. Get at us.
Gonna say that's actually would be coming up pretty soon if we do it for episode 200 listeners. So, yeah. Write us, please.
Yeah. Get your typewriters warmed up.
Yeah. But, okay. So, lots of rumors. Lots of what's its purpose? What it's for? Well, a rich person was involved. I bet rich people are going to use it. Why could they need it? Why would they want to leave? Oh, no. Oh, no. which, given that word was leaking already about the arcs slowly falling, yeah, public sentiment, real good. But, okay. Well, I guess speaking of Frymeath, he moved, so if you need to find him, he's not where he was. So that's been great. Anyway, so there are all those rumors about, hey, there's something wrong with the core. Our lovely political head of engineering, Cass Richmond, assured everyone that it's fine. You may know that it's not fine, but it was a slow bleed, right? What could the problem be? You also may notice we're down in the clouds now. Again, eventful few weeks. Well, few months. Anyway, you guys headed out. We had a big storm. It locked everyone down for a while. We got more and more people onto the working on the ship. Turns out, estimate 80-90% done. It's more like 80%. And a lot of the structural work's done. A lot of the engine magical stuff less so. We have our best people on it that aren't in jail or were mind-wiped. And Peregrine is doing his best to help, but apparently his eyes were literally unfocused the entire time, whenever he can remember those moments. So he's been having a rough time.
That's weird. Why would you make someone not be able to, like, literally see what they're doing if they're doing, like, work that makes, you know, that would be easier, better?
From what I can tell, it's from the mind magic that was worked on him. There was that illusionist who, the description I have is edgelord. Black coat with hood, black breeches, black boots, pale, and dark hair.
Oh yeah, that sounds like an edgelord.
Mm-hmm. Also,
does he have like an X at the beginning and end of his name?
We don't know his name. Also, we have been trying.
Mind wiped?
All right, cool, Vons.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, to be fair, any Vons.
Yeah. So to be fair, a lesser branch, well, lesser practiced branch of illusion magic evolves manipulating the mind. This can be used for useful things. Kind of therapy like stuff.
A really rough Saturday night.
Less that, ideally. Messing with memories is tricky, and so people tend not to do it. But apparently they had someone who was both very good and didn't care about any damage that he caused. So, yeah.
That's not a good combination.
Gross.
No, yeah, it was bad. The only problem is if he's high enough in ability to do that, he's hard to catch. Especially because I didn't get a direct look at him.
Well, how would you know if you did?
If he did the mind wiping thing? Or the looking thing?
I mean, like, if nobody can, like, know what he looks like, then how would you know what he looks like?
I mean, we got a description from Grix, but and Wealthy, but admittedly we're assuming that the look we saw was not an illusion in and of itself. Again, it's been fun.
Oh, I don't think I understood, but that's okay.
No worries. So, got the engineers working on it as much as we could. However, we also found out that power started dropping about 4 weeks after you left, or three to four weeks, far faster than it had been. It seemed like a long tail off, and then it started being pretty precipitous. We got a ton of people on it to try and check.
Was there suddenly a lot more Relaudrin on the market?
No, actually. Nara was surprisingly cooperative. Still enigmatic and annoyingly vague, but cooperative. And yeah, we tried to have some other people track down any potential other stuff, and the engineers traced back as far as they could towards the core without it getting too dangerous, but nope, it's the core. So that started dropping faster. We got, from what I understand, the advisory and day-to-day council heads, advisory for you people from a parallel universe who have probably been explained to me at this point in the conversation. Advisory is the political heads that are not normally swapped around too much of the kind of different responsibility areas. And then the, I guess, overseers or the, then there's the day-to-day people who don't get swapped out unless it's a really big deal. And then we have the ARC's Council of Representatives, which is basically block captains. And there's a lot of them. And organizing a vote is hard enough, much less organizing a vote in any particular direction. So anyway, people are trying to figure out an emergency plan. Apparently, Cass, in his infinite knowledge, assures that his calculations showed that, you know, this was a temporary drop, but it was fine. And he could fix it. He didn't even need 3 days. He just needed one. As you imagine, shortly thereafter, it became apparent that Cass pulled those numbers out of his ass. And didn't have a solution. Which isn't super surprising, unfortunately. Turns out when you get the kid of a rich person in power and they don't know what they're doing, and apparently don't like math for doing massive engineering work, it ends poorly. People started turning on him, so that was fun. Another storm hit. Everyone was locked down again. The power stuff kept getting worse. We brought up Lyriel Suishona, the first, who some of you have met, to brief the rest of the Ark's Council, all of those block captains of yours, on exactly how bad the situation was and what they might need to do to fix it. So, if we don't fix it, we had 6 months. If we lowered the Ark's, we could get a little more time, another 3 to 6 months. If we turn off the shield at the bottom, that is the giant crystal that stops the, that basically the sunlight to stop the corruption from getting in down there, that would buy us more time. And then, you know, magic energy rationing. We went 2 for 3. We figured the shield on the bottom wouldn't hold very well. Or we needed it, especially if we were going to be in the clouds at all. You can reverse being in the clouds. You can't reverse having a bunch of corrupted creatures infesting all the areas below your city. So that one's super great. Cass Richmond was supposed to announce this to everyone and get them on his side and get people to understand. Granted, people here are fairly cooperative anyway about big stuff like this, because we all live above a blasted hellscape that apparently is less bad because you guys keep surviving it. But, you know, most people are still extremely scared of the surface. So keeping the arcs afloat is best that we can do. Or, you know, everyone is interested in doing that. Eventually, the rest of the council took over, as you imagine, the block captains having every single bit of information about how bad things were. Word got out everywhere. This makes sense. But especially that combined with a long, long storm really, really freaked people out. There was a break in the storms. People got 2 days of running around to try and get all their affairs in order before the perma lockdown that we've been doing begins. And those were a very busy couple days for everyone. Definitely not panic buying, by which I mean a ton of panic buying.
I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Yeah, Vaughn's just got excited at the idea of panic buying, hoping that this led to better beer sales. But I think we remember what we walked in on.
I mean, this was a while ago, so you don't know how well it went at the time.
Ah, yeah. These are really questions for his sister and his accountant anyway.
I think it's adorable you think that he's still your accountant.
He's Lucky's accountant.
He is Lucky's accountant.
Yeah, he really wouldn't think of it that way, though.
No, accounting is a bond for life.
It's not, I assure you.
Yeah, things started settling out for a bit. You know, perma lockdown's annoying, but people are getting used to it. And then it came out, thanks to, well, yours truly and Agent Ironfur, that, one of Cass Richmond's higher-ups got arrested by us because their signature was on a lot of paperwork approving a lot of things that drew magical power. And unfortunately, it turns out that the magical power they were drawing was kind of a drop in the bucket, relatively speaking, to holding up a mountain, but it was still significant. That high up lieutenant flipped on him extremely fast. He was voted out of office. The day-to-day head person is now being the political head and is having a very rough time of it because this is not her job. She is not a politician. We brought up Lyriel to do the day-to-day stuff. I don't know what exactly happened, but a little over a month ago, the day-to-day head decided that the core needed to get fixed because duh, but also really started pushing for it. And I don't know exactly what she found out, but she seemed real spooked all of a sudden. So She's trying to fix it. We've been sending deep delve crews down in. As far as they can go, it turns out there were a couple of major cave collapses in the last 100 years since someone went down there.
Did you find any holes? Because I turned in violation slips on those holes, and they really needed to get fixed.
We found one gaping pit.
There you go.
About 75% of that crew died. It's oh, also God. A natural pit. They didn't die from the pit, sort of.
Well, I guess that's good news.
We'll get there, I guess. They've been putting more pressure on the investigation into the ship because they want us to produce results. We got as many people working on it as we can. They're getting there. They're almost there. The Relodrin thing would help, but it would only buy us another, like, month, and they had to officially stop production of Relodrin once the rationing started. Because, duh, it draws a lot of magic into it, and that would make no sense to continue. Oh, and in there was a 21-day storm and 7 assaults by the corrupted creatures. So the Guardians aren't doing great either right now.
How's May?
Heading her own squad.
Oh, good. I need to talk to her.
This is in part due to attrition of other higher-ranking people.
Well, yeah, but, you know, still, that's where she's at, so good. Okay.
But, yeah, so right now, all of the council people are trying to figure out emergency plans. A bunch of people are really on the edge right now. We've had protests, but no riots. No major riots. Listen, it doesn't help that you can overthrow the Ark's government, but we're pulling from a pool of like 65,000 people total. So finding replacements for certain positions would be difficult. Unless you guys know highly qualified people, which a lot of highly qualified people. You might, I don't know.
Lots down. I don't know. I'll be quiet. I'm new here. Sorry.
Say, what did you say?
I just down on the ground? A lot of competent people down there who know all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, that's good to know. You'll have to catch me up on the whole ground thing. Oh, by the way, Alvin's okay.
Oh, good.
He was one of the 3 of the 12 that made it out of that.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
That was the closest they got to finding a way down to the core. They think it goes down there, or at least will get you a ton closer. But it's basically a giant vertical shaft with a bunch of tunnels going off it. You can solve that with some ropes, right? Some careful climbing.
Turns
out there are creatures in there that think about that and will take advantage of how slow you're moving. It sounded very, very, very bad.
Yeah, not all those ropes are ropes you want to climb either.
Why didn't they just use Featherfall?
Yeah.
Quite honestly, it probably would have been just as bad. They also wanted to stop and explore the tunnels on the way down to see if they led anywhere.
Oh.
A lot of them were dead ends. There's also a lot of water in there. Basically, it's a shaft with several waterfalls running down it off of the various tunnels that go into it. But a bunch of the conduits, the big heavy-duty ones, go down there too.
Yep, can vouch.
And Alvin thinks that it's possible you might be able to reach the core via one of the water systems down there, but he said he wouldn't know where to start. And there's a lot of different underground rivers, and quite frankly, well, I imagine, due to Vaughn's, that you probably have access to some breathing in the water stuff. But even then, going underwater through a cave, even if you can't breathe underwater, is a good way to get beat up against rocks and die. Which doesn't mean it's impossible. It means it's dangerous.
Yeah, we went through that.
That won't stop you. I know.
We've been through that.
Yeah. And then a couple days ago, we had a 1 day long storm and the corruption didn't attack at all. We keep seeing birds and stuff that are flying out near the city and keeping an eye, but no army, which seems more concerning rather than less. So, yeah, things are great. How is the ground?
So, like, we found honey, which was, like, the main thing that we went to go find.
Why?
So we can cure the corruption?
Yeah, we did that. We figured that out.
Oh, yeah. We also, like, the smart people figured out how to cure the corruption. It has to be voluntary, though. So, like, we're also, like, trying to figure out how to make it be a, like, a, you know, not so voluntary thing.
Purity just kind of sits down. on the table that's next to her. You found a cure for the corruption.
I mean, like, that was the whole thing, wasn't it?
I mean, yes, but I wasn't sure when you'd be able to do it or if you'd be able to do it at all.
We found this island that didn't have any corruption on it. That's where we got these other guys, sort of. What else?
We found a place where...
No, go ahead.
We found a place where people work with corrupted people.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked. I fucking hated that place. Oh,
well, it was irritating, but it was very interesting. We also found out how the corruption may have started, and that would be something good to learn, to follow up on.
Yeah, there's this valley, and there's, like, an area in, like, the desert place. There's, like, all of these tunnels from, like, a long-dead ancient civilization or something. And, they made the valley that is, like, good where the bees are. And, like, we found this thing that said that, like, there was, like, maybe it had made the corruption. I don't know. That's just, like, what everybody else said.
Yeah, we're...
I didn't really understand it.
Yeah, we're thinking that we need to go back down and, eventually and try and figure out the puzzle because I think that might lead us to figuring out how to get people to voluntarily take the cure, but we're still looking for ways to make them not voluntarily take the cure either.
Okay.
Although it just occurred to me that the corruption only takes people who are on the verge of death. What happens if you cure the corruption? Well, no, Shad was okay. So it must cure them.
Could it?
Hmm.
Do you know what Shad almost died of?
Oh, I mean, like, their name is Suyal now.
Do you know what Suyal almost died of? Because, like, a stab wound and exhaustion are different, right?
I mean, like, presumably, like, they were...
It's all hit points, baby.
They were, like, fighting.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh, that almost never happens to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
Oh, no, I don't
this
know.
This universe is getting its hooks in you.
I suspect that Steamboat's familiar with RPGs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe. So that's it. Now, whenever I go to the doctor, I'm going to be like, I'm losing hit points and I don't know why.
Taking attribute damage. Oh, and... Well, Wealthy and Vons, you're here. I guess no one else has the context. I've kept digging. Obviously got Aristique arrested. Farimuth can't give us names because he's trying to keep his in with the Cabal. Although apparently it's falling apart, so that's neat.
That's good.
We tracked down a bunch
of noble... It's always good when Cabals fall apart.
We tracked down a bunch of noble families, but we're still trying to get everything together for that. Cass was definitely part of it, but he's been sidelined. And as far as we can tell, the other both day-to-day and political heads of the councils are clean and not a part of the Cabal. A lot of it was a lot of money changing hands, and unfortunately for everyone, Aristique's whole build the ship as a private project thing so far actually holds up. It was a lot of money. A lot of money. And the secrecy is a problem. But, yeah.
Do you need me to bring in my big board again?
I'm good. Let me notice I have a big board now. I don't think it was Biartel's, incidentally.
But it doesn't have Biartel's on it at all, I don't think.
She writes, wait, there they are. Biartel's circle, not involved. Or, like, your stuff about a cure has a Biartel's branch. Like, you know, assisted. but yeah, I think she might have charged that crystal really slowly over time, so she technically stayed in the limits. But we're still pulling records to be sure. Yeah. And so that was most of it. I realize Iron Fur was probably pretty rough on Grix. Sorry about that. Long story short, Iron Fur told me about the things being taken as evidence. I told him to wait until you guys came back with something. And he also made sure that the other agents kept my name being mentioned out of it, which was really nice of him. So that was fine. And then you left. And then they started getting some of the other people who were engineers kind of looking at stuff. And, you know, there was like an important set of plans missing that I guess was out on a workbench or something, and some papers. And like, none of it was super major, but eventually they were able to point out that some of the more important crystals on the helm and the engine were missing. Apparently, at least a couple of those were custom jobs for like more fine filigreed adjustment. So they're working on replacing them, but it takes a long time. And that's when the director, Director Lloyd, got involved and started grilling everyone on where all the stuff had went. And Iron Fur kind of had to admit that stuff got taken by Grix. And then it really exploded on Iron Fur because he kept my name out of it. And we don't know why. Well, we suspect why. I know you guys think he got me a promotion. I'm pretty sure they put me here so they could keep an eye on me after I found out about the whole city thing. Unfortunately for them, they paired me with Iron Fur, who doesn't care about, you know, not finding answers. Although the reason we're in here is because we did more research and we think maybe this cabal's come up before. There's a pattern of every 5 to 10 years, investigators are doing kind of side projects and then suddenly they retire or die mysteriously or die not mysteriously or other such things. So we have a feeling that maybe this has been derailed before. And incidentally, we're pretty sure Director Lloyd is part of the cabal.
Which one's Director Lloyd again?
Oh, sorry. He's my boss. He's the director of the Arcs Intelligence Division.
Is he the one that I told I had authority? I had a problem about lying to authority figures too.
No, that was the head of. That was one of the heads of the.
Okay.
Security okay. And command
so
for the council.
Hopefully he hasn't heard of me then. Although maybe he has. I don't know.
No, you all kind of became people of interest with the whole ship thing.
Me?
And not you. You're good.
Oh, good. Because I have a family. I can't.
Yeah, but so Iron Fur did try to show them where all the crystals were missing from. Engineers have been going over it a while. His memory is normally extremely good, but some of the spots that he could swear they were taken from were full and some weren't. Why, yes, we do suspect tampering. He even had images from his memory pulled, and images get worse if you don't fully understand what you're looking at. That's why like text is so hard to pull. You can't just flip through a book and then have someone pull it out later. But so we figure something happened on the ship or his memory got messed with.
All of our memories could have been messed with.
I mean, you were gone for 100 days, so you're probably fine. Unless someone down there did it, but, yeah, so we're not working with a ton of information. He got torn a new one by the director about all of this and got his pension taken away. So that's been neat for him. And then he's been panicking a little bit because he would really like the ship off the arcs to be an option, or not necessarily him, but you know, he doesn't have a lot of faith we're going to fix it. And I don't disagree, but at least we have some time now. We have like a year now, year and 3 months, but we have time.
Well, we found lots of places down there that we can go. Like, we don't have to stay up here. And we can,
and
like,
that's good.
We could probably land safely if we start ahead of time, rather than that other arcs we saw that.
Oh, yeah. That other arcs was real bad.
Well, that's good to know. They discussed landing it as one of the emergency options.
It had fallen into the sea.
Huh. Well, let's not do that.
But there was like nobody on it, though. That's the thing, is like, we didn't find like a lot of dead bodies, so like, we don't really know where they went.
It looks like they took their stuff, right?
I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
Not really.
No?
Okay. Well, you guys only went through like a shopping district, so, and all the stuff in the shops was still there. Or at least a lot of it. You don't really have an inventory count from beforehand.
It also seemed like, as I recall, like, there just wasn't any sign of any people.
Yeah, correct. You didn't find any dead bodies or anything. Granted, it had been probably hundreds of years.
Some amount of time, but also, like, I feel like we would have expected to see something.
Yeah.
You're referring to skeletons.
Well, not even skeletons, but, like, you know, I don't know, like, scraps of clothing or something. Like, we found stuff that could have rotted and didn't.
Yeah. And you didn't find any pieces of the clothing that were just kind of around. Like, you found some in a shop that's old clothing. But, yeah.
I'm betting they had to bail quickly. They just grabbed the necessities and left.
But they probably did bail.
That's my guess.
That's my point, is, like, somehow they did get out.
Because even if, like, crabs ate them all or something, like, there'd be something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is all really good to hear in terms of other options, because, yeah, I don't know if we can fix the core. And, oh, that's right. The engineer, Lyriel, said that the core's power dropping so fast was like it was kind of running out of steam, but not in the slow way that you'd expect. So from talking to Cog, I would guess that this may not have been a completely closed system, but I don't know what they were adding, and he can't figure it out either.
So. Oh, people.
People?
Oh, they were, like, adding people.
Based on... so you're saying it's like a... what did they call that? That was the old sci-fi movie.
Soylent Green?
Yeah, no, Soylent... Yeah.
The Carousel.
Huh. The Carousel?
I think that's what it was called.
What makes you think it's people beyond the fact that that would fit, but...
Just because, like, it's creepy, stupid shit happening.
Quite honestly, that's not the worst way to solve for things around here. At least to get you started, but...
I mean, like, everything you just described is, like, creepy, stupid shit going on. And, like, I don't know.
I mean, what else my job be. Is to look into the creepy, stupid shit, so... You're still right, I'm just...
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying that, you may be getting a biased sample of the news of the world.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, it's creepy, stupid shit all the way down.
Yeah, it is.
But, hey, okay. You need a nap? You look real tired.
That sounds fantastic, and I'm going to do that.
Are you afraid of, like, getting killed? Because
not yet.
I can, you know, like, watch over you while you sleep if you're afraid.
You know what? That would be great.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So you've all had ye old info dump session. Apologies, I know that was probably really confusing. I just needed to give you guys at least a very broad outline of what happened. If only as context or things that continue to happen in the future that you can always ask about. So, yeah. Basically, arcs lowered down now, core failing faster than they thought. Head of engineering unceremoniously booted out of office.
It was Logan's Run that I was thinking of.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. They did say carousel all the time.
Yeah.
Alvin's alive. May's alive. Presumably Cog's alive. You don't know Frymeet's new address, but you know, you need to find it. Stuff like that. All right.
Well, I bet Bartholomew can find him.
Probably.
I do need to find him, though, actually.
Yeah, where is that guy?
Because he told me that, because New Frymeet FM told me that we could, he would let me be there when he got introduced.
Well, Frymeet moved to the Warrens, actually.
Really?
The Warrens?
Yeah, when we were doing all the...
Well, does he, like, live at the Fermenting Fox or something, and we just, like, didn't, you guys just, like, didn't find him?
No. At least not last time I checked. No, he and his daughter moved into two apartments on the lower level of this one building. You've probably been there. It's where Photios lives.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess they moved in there.
Huh. Okay.
Frymeet did some real estate thing where he, like, bought the building and then donated it to the city. So they're still paying rent, which seems stupid. Work? Well, the city manages it, and then the rent is lower.
Huh, okay.
In theory.
It seemed like a bad deal for him. But as much as you can win a divorce proceeding, he won, so...
Somewhere Aracene's spirit is going, yes, that old man learned!
Yeah, and by the way, in case anyone was concerned, Aristique is still super in jail.
Yay!
I think Frymuth burned a lot of bridges doing it, but yeah, no, she's not getting out.
Huh. Somebody tell Grix to shank her in the yard.
Yeah. Speaking of Grix. Grix.
Yeah.
Is he getting swole?
Oh yeah.
in like the 2 hours that it's been since the last time that we saw him.
Put on 50 pounds of muscle. He's now twice the weight he was.
I'm reading a book in one hand while doing one-handed like chin-ups.
I mean, that totally makes sense. It's not like you can do any workouts with a prosthetic limb. It's that thing's not going to get any more ripped.
Nope. Yeah, just got the book propped up on my hand, and my other arm is
really just, weird back problems on one side because he's very swollen on one side.
So,
I look like a Resident Evil character.
Grix is Chris Redfield in Resident
Evil.
Oh,
I meant
Evil
like 5. A monster, like one of the mutated monsters that's like all asymmetrical.
I was just remembering the Resident Evil where the main guy punched a boulder.
Oh, sure. Probably.
Because dodging is for squares, I guess. But yeah, Grix.
Yeah.
The party in your head doesn't completely continue just because, but you do have your representative from Acetan being completely unprofessional and complaining about being stuck here. And sulking in the corner. Because you think he's just being a dick.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That guy doesn't have to hang out here, though.
So I never got a chance to establish this, but this guy is supposed to have very Jack Rackham from Black Sails vibes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So he might just be doing it because he's bored.
Wow. That is very interesting.
Sure.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Anyway, but make a wisdom check for me.
Okay. 18.
Okay. You hear a commotion from the... You're pretty close to one of the waiting areas, and you hear a commotion from there. You hear several people talking, something about this is highly unusual, but we were already scheduled for the hearing, and... You rode my ass for 3 months. And now you're just, you should get his day in court. What are you? And then you hear someone say, stay out here, good boy. A growl. And then two people walk in. And Corvo is one of them and leans over nearby guard and asks, can you give us the room for a moment? And the guard complies because it's Corva. She's pretty high up. And the other person is a dwarven woman that you don't recognize. And Corva comes over and says, Grix, how was the surface?
It was, dry, normal. Well, part of it was wet. We went to the ocean. We cured the corruption and, everything's fine now.
Both of them look surprised at the cured thing. Well, that was more eventful than I thought, which may make this an even better fit.
We also met lots and lots of people down there. So whole cultures and societies and towns and fleets.
Fleets? Are there still wars down there?
No. I didn't see a war.
Oh, well. You just always hope you still have a job, you know? At any rate.
That got sinister.
Corva, sinister, never.
Let's, can we reestablish who Corva is?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Corva's my,
kind of ex?
Honey trap girlfriend. Who was vaguely involved in the cabal, maybe?
For slightly more context, Corva is the head of the aerial division of the Guardians who guard the outside of the arcs during storms against the corruption. She is a tall, lanky bird creature, like bird humanoid. Looks kind of crow-ish. The bird people from Breath of the Wild would be a decent model.
Didn't see that game. Does this mean that she has arms and wings?
Her arms are wings.
Aha.
They have feathers that kind of stick
hands.
Out with a muscular flex of some variety. I'd like to introduce you to Florence Lloyd, who's the head of the Arcs Intelligence Department, who took an interest in you.
Uh-huh.
And Florence steps forward and says, "Now, we apologize for the inconvenience of you ending up in here. Unfortunately, it was a minor necessity. But we were hoping that we could empower you to help the Arcs in a bigger way." And Corba steps in and says, "You probably haven't heard yet, but our political head of engineering left his job under great public scrutiny. And the day-to-day, daily operations director, Relia Morrow, who you would have had slightly more contact with, if only as a signature on certain papers, stepped up and she's been doing an admirable job. But quite frankly, we don't believe that she will do what needs to be done. And she is also being very stressed under the job as it is."
Sorry, what was the name? I missed it.
Relia.
Relia.
R-E-L-I-A. Morrow. M-A-R-O.
Okay.
"So we were hoping we could get your help, because someone who's heroically gone to the ground and survived, and who is not related to anyone on the council who people might have issue with, or certainly not related to Cass, and who is an experienced engineer who can actually explain things to people.
Okay.
It seems to be a decent leader, would be a very useful fill-in for Cass's vacant position."
Okay.
"We would just need assurances that you would..."
Oh, you want me?
"Keep the Arcs' interest in mind." Yes.
Oh!
Florence, it's not a full face palm, but it's kind of a slight flinch that very much reads as a face palm.
Assurances?
"That you would do what needs to be done. We believe Relia is not willing to pursue all options."
That all sounds real ominous.
"Yes, but you would be in the power to help quite a number of people, and you would have a lot of authority that you could throw around."
I like helping people, and I like authority. Sure. Yeah, this is sure. I can help with fixing the stuff up, making it work all again, and leading people doing that. Sure.
"Well, the current system would have kept working if it weren't for losing a certain essential part, but that's fine. If you can fix it, that's great. If not, we believe we have a backup plan, and quite frankly, we believe you should do it."
"What's the backup plan?"
"We need you to... There was a way, a very classified way, of adding more power to the core. That system has not broken, but some key people need convincing to keep doing it."
Mmm. The baby juicer.
"The what?"
"Excuse you." "Excuse you."
"What the hell?"
"It's the wizard milker, and you..."
"Oh, excuse me."
"God, how could you forget about the wizard milker?"
"Sure, okay, what's this? What's the covert way? What do I gotta do? Or what do you think we gotta do?"
"Do you fully agree to doing this job and realize that if you misbehave past a certain point, we will make our displeasure with your performance known?"
"Oh, you're on probation."
"I don't know. I mean, sounds like you're making me a scapegoat. Sounds like you're wanting me to do something bad." And then,
"If everything keeps working, we won't scapegoat. We won't scapegoat you. Everything keeps working. Or if you fix things. This is more of a, if you try to get smart with us, we won't take that."
Probably. I mean, this seems fine, as long as you're being upfront and honest about it. So, sure, I agree."
"Wonderful. We will, of course, expect you to start refueling the Arcs as soon as possible, while we work on a long-term fix, or a long-term solution."
"Great."
Your representative is just like, "Huh, I gotta get better at my job."
"Well,
and
I mean, normally when people get arrested, they don't get offered a promotion as their way out of jail."
"Well, sorry, this was your Asatan representative."
"Oh, that, talking. Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha."
"But, wonderful.
Well, that changes things.
We thought you might find the proposition appealing." And Director Lloyd goes and calls the guard back in and says, "This man is being released. We have already..." Hands just a sheaf of papers and says, "Here's all the appropriate paperwork, and we will deliver it as well to your boss." The guard is just like, has this big "what" expression on his face, but unlocks your door, and you get walked out past some people you recognize. One of them's Iron Fur, who's smoking a cigarette and looking suspiciously not at you, but at the director. One of them is a lawyer who you remember because she was present at Wealthy's little trial.
The one public defender.
And you also recognize her because she because she came in and tried to talk to you, and that didn't work because you weren't in the mood, which is fair enough. And you also see a judge who you recognize, because that was also the judge at Wealthy's trial, who both the lawyer and the judge look flabbergasted and confused more than anything else.
Yeah, no shit.
Iron Fur is just taking it in. And you get walked out of the jail. They recover all your stuff from ye old evidence chest. And Corva says, go get cleaned up, and tomorrow we will introduce you to the rest of the advisory council.
This is fucking huge.
And that's all in the episode.
Rick's right. On the advisory council. He's going to get murdered so fast that he doesn't do exactly what
I was going to say, and nothing will go wrong.
Holy fuck, they want a puppet. They have no idea that they're not going to get that. I mean, they know they're not going to get that. They're just very excited to be able to kill Grix. Holy fuck. Oh my god, I love this.
I'm just going to Mr. Magoo my way through it all.
Yeah, you will.
Not sure exactly what that implies in this case, but...
I know, it's like a...
It's like Mr. Magoo, like, you know, when like bad things would almost happen to him, and then he would just, like, you know, duck at the last moment, and...
I'm sure Corva and the spookiest spook on this entire floating rock will not be able to overcome it.
Yeah, because it's Looney Tunes rules.
Grix is a Looney Tune.
Sometimes.
So Aristine's mistake was not being a Looney Tune in...
Oh, yeah, Aristine wasn't a Looney Tune. Aristine was in a soap opera.
Yeah.
That is so accurate.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Constitution modifier is really bad. How do I fix that? No, but for real, my constitution modifier is like dog shit, y'all. Sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm trying to get my armor class up too.
Oh, that's really easy. Just buy armor.
Oh.
Anyway.
In our world, armor is DR, so AC is just dex. And yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah.
Anyway.